The envelope with the President Liberator's message has been in the hands of the Czech National Archive since 2005. Here it has been under constant supervision of archivist Jiří Křesťan, who describes the envelope as regular-sized, wide, sealed and stamped. He also explains where and how it most likely came about.
We assume that it is from the last days of President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. His son, Jan, would have been noting down some thoughts dictated to him by the president at a time when he was already worried that he would soon leave this world.
The statesman died in September 1937. During the war which followed soon after, the letter travelled with his son, Jan Masaryk, who was the Czechoslovak ambassador to the UK and later foreign minister of the country. Through London, Scotland and France, the envelope made its way back to a liberated Czechoslovakia in 1945. Here, as Christian recounts, it changed hands once more, following Jan Masaryk's untimely passing.
In the spring of 1948, Jan Masaryk died under unclear circumstances, leaving behind in his apartment many documents, including the letter. Dr. Antonín Sum took on the task of safeguarding them. Together with another former personal secretary of Jan Masaryk, Lumír Soukup, they smuggled the archival materials to the West with the help of Western diplomats.
Whilst the envelope itself remained safely stored, Antonín Sum was arrested and tried for treason in 1950 by the newly installed communist regime in Czechoslovakia. He served 12 years of his 22-year sentence in prison. After the Velvet Revolution in 1989, Sum regained possession of Masaryk's archives, which gradually returned to Czechia from abroad. Antonín Sum passed away in 2006 at the age of 87. The year prior, on September 19, 2005, he donated the envelope with Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk's last words to the Czech National Archive. Jiří Křesťan received the document at the time and notes that Sum had only laid out one single condition.
Dr. Sum, when he handed the letter to me, indicated nothing further about its contents, but I respected his will that the words of Tomáš Masaryk would remain sealed for 20 years, as he had written on the envelope himself.
The opening of the envelope at Lány Castle will be attended by President Petr Pavel and likely other public figures. Czech Radio will be live-streaming the momentous occasion and has, in a special section of its website devoted to the event, compiled stories and archival footage of Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk's life.